Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Shortino joining us now. The Italian Fest gets kicked off today on the Outer Harbor, one of the main festivals that people look forward to every single year in the city of Buffalo. Mark, thanks for joining us. You got to be excited today, opening day.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. This is great. Listening to your weather report, the weather gods are in our favor this whole entire weekend. It's an absolutely beautiful place to be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're right down by the water, too. The Outer Harbor becomes a little bit of Italy. What is going on at your opening today at 11?
Well, today we open up at 11. We have free admission until 3 o'clock today and tomorrow. And it's a completely new and transformed area. You don't want to miss it. If you want to get out of the heat, the breeze coming off the lake is absolutely beautiful. We've transformed the Outer Harbor into Western New York's Little Italy. And it's beautiful.
It is kind of the place you want to be to beat some of that heat. So the weather there should be perfect this weekend. What a lot of people want to know, though, is getting down there, getting out of there with all the construction going on the Skyway, how tricky is that going to be getting to and from the Outer Harbor?
Well, after 11 a.m., the Skyway is open, and it's going to be open all weekend. Getting in south is not a problem. Coming in from the north, you know, after 11 a.m., it'll be open all weekend, which is great. Getting out, we have a whole new traffic pattern designed. We have a ton of new signage going in. It's going to be one way in and one way out. We have the police working with us and redesigning our parking area, bringing the parking closer to the Italian Festival. We now have a huge handicap parking area right next to the gate. And once you get in and when you're ready to leave, there's one way out, so there should be no congestion down Furman Boulevard, which is really simple. I've been driving it all week, and there hasn't been any issues. And it's just, you know, it's an event that we're in the growing stages. We've just, you know, it's our second year, and we've taken our lumps and learned from our mistakes, and I think we've made it a lot better.
You know, Mark, too, you've made changes even from last year, right, at the site?
Oh, absolutely. We have a whole new design as far as the vendors are concerned. Just as you walk in, you'll notice we have a piazza making you feel like you're in Italy. We have a lot of new decor. We have 13 new vendors. We have a new entertainment director, which is bringing in all new entertainment. It's all Italian singers. We have Sal Valentinetti coming in on Saturday night at 8 o'clock from America's Got Talent. And then Friday night, sponsored by Paddock and Gabe's Collision, we have a 4th of July spectacular fireworks display going on, which is something you don't want to miss.
Yeah, what were some of the what was some of the feedback that you got from people last year that you kind of took into consideration and they'll notice, hey, wow, you know, they were listening and this is different?
Well, mostly, and if there were any complaints, you know, it's based on change, and change is tough. But, you know, the issues we encountered were traffic, which is a circumstance beyond our control. We're running a festival, not the New York State Highway Department, but we've done everything in our power to make it simpler and easier to get to and show more direction. That was one of the main things. The other thing was the parking. We've brought it closer. We didn't really realize that, you know, how far out it was, but now it's right next to the festival. So that was probably one of the biggest things. We've patched any holes so that it's easier to get around and move and drive, so you don't have to really worry about any of those things. But as far as the change, it was well received. We thank the residents of North Buffalo for giving us the opportunity to be there for so many years. But, you know, once you're in that space, you'll understand why we're there. We've outgrew Hurdle Avenue, and the Outer Harbor just gives us so much more ability to grow and do other things that we couldn't do on Hurdle.
All right, and there's plenty of signage, you're saying, for people who, you know, are maybe a little bit leery about all this construction, that they'll be okay once they get there?
Absolutely. There's going to be signs all over the place. We're going to have, you know, in the lawn, we're going to have a lighted sign. There's going to be direction. There's going to be police. There's going to be parking company directing traffic into the parking lot. There's a roundabout that'll say Italian Festival parking, you know, with arrows. So you really, there's not going to be an issue.
All right. We appreciate the time, Mark. That's Mark Shortino of the Galbani Italian Festival. Kicks off today, one of the great summer events here in Western New York. Hope everyone has a good time if they're heading out there and talking a little bit about some of that construction, which could make coming back from the festival a little bit difficult.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.